Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it.
Oh my goodness, this is a real treat for me today to be welcoming one of my oldest and dearest friends. Deronda Aiken has spent the last several years as an enterprising entrepreneur and calls her present project Global Portal for Freedom. Because her entire passion revolves around helping people, she has extended beyond her website creations and computer training to helping women from the villages of Turkey bring their beautiful handcrafts to market, as well as being consultant to small business owners to help grow their businesses. These are the things that warm her heart and keep her going. So as we welcome Deronda, I want you to understand everybody needs to hear the story that she's going to share today. It's not just her story, but the story of her project that is something that is going to grab your hearts. So welcome, Ms. Deronda. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous, Gail. Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
We've been together
over the past few years.
Yes, Deronda and I actually met when I first came to this town. She actually was in the web creating business at that time, and she actually had a booth with a group of women that had a women's group that was called POWER, Professional Organization of Women Exchanging Resources. I remembered that, Deronda. And it was so intriguing to me because she immediately reached out and started welcoming me, and I went to their meeting, and we became fast friends, and the group has dissipated a long time ago. But Deronda and I have had many projects together and lots of fun adventures, and thankfully for her driving, I'm alive today after one of our adventures. But what we want to talk about today is not just about how we met and how this wonderful friendship has brought us to helping other people, but Deronda has a special place in her heart today, and that's what we're going to talk about. We could talk about her personal journey. We're going to talk a little bit, Deronda, talk about how you went from being this computer person to all of a sudden becoming a spokesperson, an advocate for the ladies of Turkey, and how you actually got into an entirely different business long before the one we're going to talk about today.
All right. Thank you, Gail. I'll be happy to do that. When I met you, as you said, I had a computer business and was doing websites, et cetera, and really enjoyed that, not knowing that things were going to happen that would change the course of the rest of my life. But I was fortunate enough to meet some people that were from Turkey and here in our city, and they just kind of adopted me, and they took me in and fed me great food. That always gives you points, you know. And
that always makes sense, doesn't it?
That's right. And it was really good food, too. So through them, I started falling in love with Turkey. And then I got to actually travel over there and found that it was exactly what I had expected. And so that has really impacted for over 10 years now. That has impacted the course of my life. And when I was over there doing a student exchange program, actually, as I was finishing my international business degree at our WSU here in Wichita, I was able to travel to some of the villages and meet the women there. And it just blew me away because in a really small little workshop, they were creating this exquisite jewelry that had been passed down from generation to generation, the ideas of how to create it, and it was very, very tedious work. But they were very proud to do that because for over 500 years, their families had been doing that generation after generation. And so when I asked them if I could purchase some of it and bring it to the United States, of course, they didn't honestly see why that I thought it was so special.
It's gorgeous.
My voice today.
It's okay.
But, excuse me. But they were happy to have someone, another woman that was interested in what they did. And so I was very fortunate for several years to travel back and forth to Turkey and bring over their products. The business grew quite a lot, and of course, due to my computer background, I put it on a website as well. And this, that was a really good period of being introduced to a different culture, a different way of life in a big city. In the meantime, I moved to New York City, both to consult with some clients, as you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, doing international business consulting. I had done local business consulting here and thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. As you said, anything that I can do where I can help other people achieve what they're wanting to do as well, just always, there's just something really satisfying about that. And so after I moved to New York, then I helped a client get established there, but in the back of my mind was always, I want to actually go and live in Turkey for a while and not just be coming and going. So in April of 2009, I just told everyone, I'll see you later. I'll be back.
Yes, you did.
And that's basically how it happened. And I moved to Istanbul, Turkey. It's an absolutely beautiful city, almost surrounded by water, the most gorgeous blue water, and just plunged into life there with very rudimentary skills of the language, which created for some interesting moments. But that was a really rewarding time, and actually I stayed there longer than some people anticipated. I think I stayed there 4.5 years, and I have not cut out the possibility of going back. It's near and dear to my heart, but as we tell the rest of the story, it's been good for me to come back here as well.
What I find very fascinating about what you did when you got to Turkey was you didn't just go and become an American resident in Turkey. You actually went out there and you searched for a roommate that only spoke Turkish. What's the language?
Turkish, right? Turkish.
It's the only language they spoke. You only spoke English. And so
right.
You sought each other out so you could actually learn from each other. Now, you did this with two roommates, didn't you not? Or was it just one?
Yes. Yes. No, I had a friend, actually, that was not a roommate, but a very good friend that I did that with. Yes. And we had many hours of laughter because we would both have our dictionaries out. And we would have nice conversations, but they were a little bit slower than you and I would be speaking, because we'd always have to laugh and stop and look up words. But that's a great way to learn a language. And then, yes, I did have two different Turkish roommates, and that really did increase. I cannot say that I'm fluent, but that increased my abilities quite a lot. I agree. I'm so glad you brought up that point, because if you're going to be in another country, to seek out all the other expats that are from your home country and just live in that circle. Well, if I wanted just to interact with Americans, I could stay here and
not ever
travel overseas. But when I went, my goal was, as I had been doing business with Turks already, was just to live beside them and continue to do business with them, you know, and hopefully give them a positive image of what an American is. And so I really did, as much as possible, immerse myself into the culture, and I feel like I had a much better, rewarding experience because of that.
Well, I have to say, when I first met Dermonda, she was this very sedate, ladylike individual, and I have watched this woman come out of her cocoon and become an incredible butterfly. She has just gone out there and embraced life, and I truly believe that I wouldn't have the courage, first of all, to do some of the things you've done. For example, how did you get the courage to go over? I know you went and you visited and you say, but how did you get the courage to literally pull up stakes here and go live in a foreign country. And at the time you went over there, you really weren't employed gainfully. You went over there with your jewelry business, but then you had to end up getting income from employment. So how did you pull that one out of your courage?
Well, I had already been over there enough, and in that culture, who you know and friends are the best collateral that you can have. And I was so fortunate that in each different area of where I might need assistance, I had great friends. And I would say that that was, so I thank you for congratulating me on my bravery or whatever, but actually I had, you know, a nice cushion of friends over there, so I wasn't just going over there totally off the cuff and not knowing anyone. And some of those friends, when I got there, you're right, I wasn't sure exactly what all I was going to do for income other than the jewelry business. But I had some really nice Turkish friends that, again, gave me references to different places, and I found a niche that I would have never suspected before I got there. But within a week, I had 3 jobs. And that was due in part, you know, to referrals from my friends. So you can mm-hmm. see that I was very blessed with the people that I knew over there. And it developed into a niche that I could do along with the jewelry business, and that was professional business English. There's many, many English teachers around the world, and I'm sure they know much better grammar teaching skills than I do. But these mm-hmm. people were, I met the top developer of the highest buildings in Istanbul, and the top financial people at the stock exchange there. And those were actually my clients, and I was helping them with their business English because Turkey's economy has done well enough that it's become known on the global stage. And those people, some of them were either doing business or had been bought out by another company, say from, especially from Holland and Germany. Those two were buying a lot of businesses in Turkey. And so all of a sudden, the basic English that the Turks had known, they're dealing with colleagues that are fluent. And it left them feeling, you know, in not a very strong position.
Right.
So I got to go in, and they didn't want to learn any more grammar. They knew the grammar. They could speak English. But
right.
what they wanted was the business terminology and how you interact in a business call, how you interact in a, you know, something like we're doing right now. It's mm-hmm. much more difficult in your second language. So I got to do that, and I met the most interesting people, as well as because of my business interest, I got to know so much about like the top 5 industries in Turkey. So it was a win-win for both of us. They got to practice their business English, and I got to learn about their industry. So
wonderful.
That was one of the things that I did.
Let's bring this around to your project as of right now. It is an extremely pertinent subject to talk about. The world is starting to become aware of it, but as you have shared with me and as I've been learning, there is so much that needs to be brought out so people really understand the staggering statistics of what's happening. So if you'll please bring to us how you're helping the women in the villages of Turkey now with these handcraft products that you want to talk about.
Sure. I would love to. And it's just interesting how things develop. I have found that life seems to unfold just a step at a time. As you probably remember, I used to like to plan 3 years out. Now I'm lucky to plan next week, you know? So as each step unfolds, I just try to move forward. That's just what I do. And when I was still in Turkey, a couple of years ago, I was, if you want to talk about like my inspiration moment that came for this new part of my life, I was sitting in an office of an English school where I was the director, and I was for just by chance, although now I realize it was not by chance, but I decided to listen on YouTube to this lady speaking at a women's conference in America. I had no idea who she was and really what she was going to talk about. For some reason, it just caught my attention. And during that YouTube message, it absolutely changed my life once again. This was an Australian lady that her life had been changed dramatically about the same time as mine, and she also had a new calling, and she was telling the story. She had started an organization helping human trafficking and helping to stop human trafficking and to rescue a lot of the victims. And so her whole presentation to these ladies in America was about that subject. Well, what was interesting was the story that she told totally broke my heart. I literally had tears running down my face, even in the office at work, because she told the story of a young lady, and I won't tell the whole story right now, but through an incredibly horrific journey that had made it being captured by human traffickers, and the port that she landed at, and I found out was a major port for human trafficking, was in Istanbul, Turkey. I am sitting there in the city as an American. This lady is talking to Americans in America, but I'm an American there. And I just thought, my word, what can I do? I mean, this is absolutely something that we have to do something about this. And this lady is, talk about bravery. She's already put herself out there and established a very strong organization to help them. And so I at that point, I knew that that was the next step in my life. And it took a while. Things don't always happen overnight. It took almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I went to many, many people would say, oh, there's an NGO meeting over here. There's a nonprofit group over here. We think they might do something with human trafficking. So I would attend, and then I would go up and ask the speaker. And every time, it was not what I was looking for. But I just persevered, and finally, through a business colleague of mine, he referred me to an American couple that were in Istanbul, and they already had established 3 safe houses for women in Turkey.
Wow.
And some people do not, will not always acknowledge that their country has, a human trafficking issue, but in Turkish, unfortunately, the word for prostitute is Natasha. And that really broke my heart, too, because there are so many of these Russian women that are brought into the country. So I found out that this couple worked with one safe house was for the Russian women. And they actually had a budding business side to that to help the women have a new vocation. But they were not business people. And so that's why I was introduced to them, so that I could continue to use my business skills, but yet be part of this incredible subject and issue that I had been searching for 2 years. And I was ecstatic because I felt like finally I could contribute something. That's what I wanted to do. Well, things changed for both of us after that couple and myself. And I found last year that I needed to return to the United States. And I had really enjoyed working in Turkey with this subject, and I could not continue, of course, at that same level in the U.S. So I came to the U.S. because I needed to due to some family situations, but I thought, okay, where is the next step? And just through, I know it is not circumstances, through divine intervention, I found one of my dearest friends from long ago, even before I knew you, and she had just got involved with a new business that was taking products from women in almost 20 countries around the world. And Turkey, the group I was working with in Turkey, was one of them, and putting these together in packets that people such as myself or anyone can get involved, and you can hold awareness events, show people the products. These women are not looking for handouts. They want to contribute to a business. And I was ecstatic that she actually had gotten hooked up with this group, and they were actually marketing the products that I had been helping with in Turkey. So it was a full circle. It came full circle, and I knew that was my next step. So right now what I am doing here so that I can continue to be of assistance is, of course, raise awareness. And to do this, we have what we call awareness events. Anyone is welcome to have one, whether you have just a few people you'd like to have over to your house or, a group that we can speak in front of. And what we do to help them earn a living is we bring a sampling of their products and then have catalogs that show they're very high quality. They usually have like three, and that was the other thing that I wanted to check with, because as you know, you're a professional and I am as well, and I want to be involved in things that are of high quality. These products are just wonderfully made. They're just very nice. And so that's what I have been doing since I came back, and just look to continue that as long as I am in the United States, because I can not only help the women in Turkey, but my horizons expanded greatly to women in Cambodia and India and Uganda. And they all have, they even use recycled, they understand about being eco-friendly, and mm-hmm. they even use recycled supplies as much as possible. So some of the bags and things are made entirely out of something that was thrown away, and they are able to recycle it. So that has been a tremendous blessing, and that's pretty well what I am doing right now.
Did you get quite the shock, though, when you came back to Wichita and found out that Wichita also is labeled as one of the biggest human trafficking spots in the United States?
Oh, my word, absolutely. I mean, after living in Istanbul and thinking, okay, I understand why, you know, it is one of the major ports for human trafficking, because it is the entrance right into Europe, where a lot of these women and even children are taken. But yes, I was only back here probably a week, and you and a couple of other people told me about an event that had happened right before I came back, where Wichita was listed, I think, in the top four in the nation.
Yeah, because of where our highway intersects
right.
with all these different areas. It's awful.
That's right. And what's really bad and harder to put a stop to, this is just a pickup place. It is not
mm-hmm.
a destination. So the human traffickers are staying on the highways, as you say, and they make contact with people in the cities that will actually do this despicable thing of bringing them human beings to basically be sold into slavery.
And they're luring people in all different ways. I mean, for example, I think 48 Hours or one of them had a documentary on this very subject, and it was so heart-rending to see how people are so susceptible with how they're luring people. I mean, they're promising young girls, you know, we'll get you into modeling. They're promising young
right.
girls, you know, we'll get you into acting. I mean, the luring process is so frightening, because they're going after such vulnerable people. And then what I've also seen is they're just dragging people right off the street, just scooping them up like, okay,
right.
this is some
right.
garbage that's laying on the road. Let's grab this. I mean, it's just horrific.
Yes,
so
there is no regard for human dignity or human life,
no,
really.
Yeah.
One of the ladies that I'm working with here, she lived in the Ukraine for quite a while, like I did in Turkey, and she said she used to caution the women because it was blatant in these classified ads they would put out, you know, come and join with us and we will get you a good job. If you have good customer service skills, we'll get you, you know, a good job in Europe somewhere. And so the families would send the girls off thinking they were, you know, bettering their future.
Yeah.
And instead they would never hear from them again because they would be taken into that world of human trafficking. So yes, it's just insidious, really, of the different areas that are affected. And so that's one reason that my goal, if you want my current goal, is to continue the awareness events. And can I mention the Facebook page?
Yeah, I want to, we're at a point where we're going to, you know, wind this up, so it's perfect timing.
Sure.
I want you to give us your contact information, your Facebook page, however people can interact with you, connect with you, buy your products from you. Can you give a website? Just give all the information you possibly can that will help your cause. And then for the audience, you can also go to my website, thegailfullershow.com, and go under guests, and you'll find all of her information there as well. So go ahead and give that, but some people are driving, so they might need it in print later on.
Right, right, absolutely. I don't want to see them veering off the road somewhere.
No,
absolutely.
No.
Yes, well, thank you, Gail, so much. And I wanted to say this very quickly because I know time goes quick.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you so much for inviting me to do this. I know you and I have been friends for so many years, but I feel very honored because you have always exhibited such professionalism and positive attitude, and that has been a big assistance to me. Sometimes you may not have realized it when I needed one of those smiley faces.
Yeah, we did a four-hour call on Skype once when you were in Turkey.
That's right. That's right. Yes, I definitely needed a smiley face at that time. So I just really appreciate this opportunity because I am
you.
So proud of you and what you have accomplished and what you're accomplishing with this podcast and all of and the Gail Foley Show. I totally support that and keep up with it and watch and listen to the interviews. And I just feel very privileged that you have asked me to be here today. What we are doing now, I have the website is Global Portal 4, the letter 4, Freedom. .com, and we also have the same thing on our Facebook page. It's, of course, facebook.com, and then / Global Portal 4, the number 4, Freedom. And you can go on there right now and like our page. You can also see we constantly are bringing in articles and stories and videos that show some of these are all real live people that things have happened to, and also how people can get involved and assist us with this. And everyone's welcome to go to the Facebook page, and if they have a question, they can send it to me. And if they want to just learn more about the topic, we are gathering resources all the time. We are also, as you said, we're posting the products that the women are making, because one of our goals, of course, is my goal this year is to be able to support 12 women for an entire year of wages.
Wow.
So that's my goal. And
that's awesome.
So we welcome everyone to come and look at. Right now the Facebook page has the most information, and then we will also have the products available on the website in the near future.
Fabulous. So that is perfect. I want to thank you. That's all the time we have for today. So thank you so much, Dharonda, for bringing this to awareness. My women's group, I have a women's group that meets once a month. We took a vote on how we donated our contribution this year, and we were very fortunate to have had Dharonda tell us about this organization. So that's where our funds went. So I highly encourage anyone listening to this, please visit Dharonda's Facebook page. Please visit her website. Get involved. You never know whose life you might change just by tapping into that and getting more information for yourself. I appreciate you, Dharonda, and a great big thank you for you coming on board today. And thank you for those that are listening. And please, please, please be sure to share this so that we can bring a bigger audience to this cause and to help Dharonda meet that goal of helping 12 women with their entire income for the year. The purpose of Gab and Gail is to grow your business. Let's grow this business big time. Thanks again, and bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gab and Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.